Today, the U.S. military wraps up its formal earthquake relief mission in Haiti. More than a million Haitians remain homeless. Aid groups continue trying to provide medical services, food, and shelter. But to make good decisions on allocating aid, those groups need good raw data from Haiti. That's where a group of volunteer statisticians comes in. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
Jean Aurelian grew up just outside Port-au-Prince. He now runs a North Carolina-based company called Symetrica. Aurelian says he was dismayed that in the aftermath of the earthquake, no one seemed to have good, consistent data about what was going on in Haiti.
We have the science. We have people who have the know-how that can help provide estimates that people can rely upon. I thought that this would be the contribution that I could make as a Mission American and a statistician.
So, Aurelian reached out to Statistics Without Borders, a group of volunteer statisticians, for help. The idea grew out of a speech given a few years ago by the past president of the American Statistical Association, Fritz Scheuren.
You have to walk your talk. So Haiti was an obvious need. So I went down there to help out.
Scheuren and two other Statistics Without Borders volunteers met Jean Aurelian in Haiti in late March. The group decided to try to collect economic data. How many people had lost their jobs? How many people had lost their homes? But the question for the statisticians was how to collect the data. Normally, this would be done with a door-to-door survey of the population. Unfortunately, there weren't many doors to knock on anymore. Then, says Jean Aurelian, the team looked around and noticed something.
We went in there, and I think the first thing that hit us as soon as we got into the country was the fact that it seemed that everyone seemed to have access to a cell phone. That, you know, maybe this is what we need to do. Maybe we need to do something with cell phones.
Part of the team started devising a sample questionnaire that could be done on a cell phone call. Others, like Statistics Without Borders volunteer Jim Ashley, hit the streets.
We spent a lot of time in Port-au-Prince talking to people, researching the use of cell phones, getting a sense for the prevalence of cell phone usage in Haiti prior to and after the earthquake.
After randomly generating some Haitian cell phone numbers and trying it out, the group felt that they could get a statistically accurate, useful sample. Jean Aurelian says that the response rate to the survey calls has been very good. Haitians, he jokes, are eager to chat.
Actually, we've had people call back. You know, you never get somebody to call you back in the U.S.
The group expects the information from chatty Haitians will be useful to aid groups, donors, and even the Haitian government. And Fritz Scheuren of Statistics Without Borders says he hopes the data will help keep the world's attention focused on the plight of Haitians.
When you have these big, awful things happening, a lot of words are said, okay, but are the deeds all done? The answer is usually no. So you have to find a way to remind people of what they themselves said they would do.
The group also sees this as a test case for conducting surveys in other parts of the developing world where cell phone penetration is high. Haitian statistics students and professors will be employed to conduct more cell phone surveys this month. And every Haitian who takes the time to respond to the survey will be paid as well. In cell phone airtime credits, of course. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.